Franco-American cannot beat. Franco-American just can't beat. Franco-American, 9 out of 10 will agree.
Yes, Franco-American, the spaghetti 9 out of 10 prefer, brings you The Rochester Show, starring Eddie Anderson.
Hello? This is Rochester. Oh, hello, Willie. Sure, come right on over. I don't have to be at Mr. Benny's until 11 o'clock tonight. Oh, I know that's awfully late for a dinner party, but that's the hour on the time lock of the refrigerator set for.
I'll bet many a lady has tried Franco-American spaghetti the first time because it's so easy to serve. But here's the thing that keeps folks coming back. Flavor. Yes, a flavor so delicious that thousands who once served only home-cooked spaghetti now serve Franco-American spaghetti exclusively. Only the finest spaghetti produced goes into Franco-American. Then it's steeped in a sauce made with juicy red tomatoes and nippy, well-aged cheddar cheese. So when you think of spaghetti, think of Franco-American. Remember, of all ready-to-serve spaghettis, Franco-American is preferred by 9 out of 10 who taste it. At the snug little Jefferson Boulevard apartment, we find Rochester Van Jones, always a kindly, cooperative fellow, trying to help his portly landlady solve a financial problem.
Rochester, this is it. I want my rent.
Mrs. Calloway, and may I call you Jenny? How can you talk like this after what we've been to each other?
What have we been to each other?
Debtor and creditor.
Yes, and that's all we've been. You know, Rochester, if I thought you cared the least bit about me, I wouldn't worry so about the rent.
Why, Jenny, I don't pay the rent because, my dear, this gives me an excuse to talk to you once in a while.
Rochester, you don't mean that.
No, but for a moment, didn't it sound good?
Oh, I'm disgusted with you. You don't know the way to a woman's heart.
I do, Jenny. But on you, it's a long trip.
I suppose your new friend, Miss Clooney Watson, is one of those pretty bits of fluff they stamp out like new pennies.
If they stamp them out like that, I'm getting a job operating the machine. Anyway, Clooney Watson is going to be a movie star, and I'm going to be the man responsible for her success.
Maybe you think your connections with Mr. Benny are going to get into pictures, but I don't.
Excuse me, Jenny. And may I call you Ms. Calloway? This might be an important business call. Probably my stockbroker. Hello? Why, Clooney Watson.
Stockbroker.
Clooney, honey, your voice sounds so beautiful over the phone.
Baloney, just went up 8 points.
Jenny, keep quiet. No, Clooney, I was talking to my cat.
Cat! I'm not going to stand here and listen to Central Avenue's answer to Errol Flynn. Rochester, I'm expecting my rent.
No, Clooney, honey, no. No, that was the cat again. I just can't teach her to close doors quietly. What? You just love to pet cats? Well, all I can say to you is, meow. Yeah. Okay, honey. I'll call you later. Goodbye. I'll get her in the pictures, and then I'll get her in television. Then maybe I'll invent a cozier medium. Come in.
Hello, Rochester. How are you?
Hello, Willie. I hope we can get that picture deal working. My landlady is just pestering me about the rent again.
Fred Rochester, your troubles are over. Now, I and you is going to get gorgeous Clooney Watson into pictures, and as her legal agent, we will make a one pile of money. Now, won't you like living off the fat of the land?
I told you, Willie, I don't want to marry my landlady.
Good, Rochester. Just close your eyes and listen to that wonderful sound of the money we're going to make. Can't you just hear those silver dollars clinking now? Listen. Clink, 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 thud. Clink, 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 thud.
Willie, what are those thuds?
I can't help it, Rochester. Whenever I'm connected with money, there's bound to be a few slugs.
Willie, when do we start making some of this money?
Well, our first step is to buy Clooney Watson some high-type fancy clothes so she can impress those movie folk. It'll take about $150. I just got through counting our resources, and we're a little short.
How much short?
$150.
Why do we need so much money?
Well, you want Clooney to make a nice appearance, don't you?
Yeah, but if it takes $150 to make a nice appearance, why don't we just raise $75 and keep her slightly sloppy?
Friend Rochester, don't trouble your little brain about money. We must be sensible about this. We must do what's right. Now, we'll pawn your landlady's television set.
My landlady's television set?
Now, don't get excited, Rochester. We'll only borrow it for a while.
Well, that's stealing, Willie.
Yeah, I know, but there's a difference. Now, you know, when you steal something, they don't know about it. But when you borrow, they know about it, but you don't have to return it.
Well, just count me out. We're not taking Mrs. Calloway's television set.
Okay, Rochester, forget it. I got another idea. Meet me at the pawn shop in a half hour. This television set is getting mighty heavy. I should know Miss Calloway wouldn't own a light one. It's a good thing she wasn't home. Well, here's the pawn shop.
Well, it's you again, Willie. You know you got 21 pawn tickets here now.
Yeah, I know, Bert. Boy, I sure got a lot of stuff in here. There's my engagement ring. I broke up with her after I found out the one she gave me was a cheap one. And there's my top coat, and there's my bottom coat. There's my toothbrush, and there's my tooth. And there's my pipe, my slippers, my furniture, and my mattress. You know something, Bert?
What?
It's good to be home.
Well, what can I do for you this time, Willie?
I'd like to pawn this television set.
All right, Willie. I'll give you $10 for it.
$10? That's ridiculous. It's worth that much to tune off Milton Barrow.
All right, 20.
You don't even seem to understand, Bert. This set is worth a whole lot of money.
All right, Willie. I'll give you $50 for the set.
Bless you and keep you, Mother McCree. I'll take it.
Well, how do you want it? A 50, two 20s and a 10, five 10s, 10 5s are all singles.
Just ad lib, boy. I'm a fool for cash.
All right, here you are, and here's your pawn ticket.
Uh-oh. There's Rochester coming in now. Give it to me quick.
Hello, Willie.
Well, come on, Rochester. We got a lot of work to do.
Wait a minute, Willie. Where'd you get all that money?
What money?
The money you got in your hand.
Which hand?
The one that just turned green. Uh-oh. What's that television set doing there? It looks like Mrs. Calloway's.
That was just a lucky guess.
Willie Johnson, you pawned Mrs. Calloway's television set. You stole it out of her apartment while I was busy talking to her.
Rochester, you've got to look at this like a businessman.
Boy, I'm in trouble. Mrs. Calloway will think I stole her television set. I may get life.
In jail?
Worse, with Mrs. Calloway.
But Rochester, we need this money to get Clooney a picture contract. Now, here's what we do. I'll give you the money, and you take Clooney to a dress shop and pick out something nice for her to wear. We want her to look real glamorous. Now, here's the money.
Okay. I'm in so deep now, I might as well relax and drown. Hey, wait a minute, Willie. You only gave me $45. Where's the other five?
Oh, that's for a rainy day. You know, the one we had last week.
It's sure sweet of you to take me to this swanky dress shop, Rochester. I don't know what to buy. Everything looks so good. And just look at all those beautiful models walking around.
Yeah, everything looks so good.
Honey.
Uh-huh.
Do you think those girls have a better figure than I have?
Baby, you've got detours I haven't even thought of yet.
Oh, you're only saying that.
No, I studied the terrain before I made the decision.
Thank you, Sugar Pie. You're so sweet. You're so flattered. You're so kind.
I'm a dog. Yeah. Now, come on now, baby. Pick out the dress you like.
Well, what about that cute little one over there? That one with the plunging neckline.
I'm game.
Have you got enough money, Rochester?
Clooney, to see you in a low-cut evening gown, I've got money to burn. Have the girl wrap it up. While you're waiting, I've got to make an important phone call. Hello? Mr. Bentley, this is Rochester. Your man Friday and your maid the other 6 days. No, boss, I didn't reverse the charges. Mr. Bentley, I'm trying to get a beautiful girl into pictures. I'd like to bring her over to Warner Brothers. Could you call Jack Warner for me? But you said you knew him. Then how about Harry Warner? How about Mrs. Warner? Would you like to try it for somebody else? Monogram or Republic? Boss, don't you know anybody since the horn blows at midnight? Take it to the casting director? Oh, okay. Thanks, boss. Goodbye. Well, Clooney, it's all set. Mr. Bentley has sent us to see the casting director over at Warner Brothers.
Oh, that's wonderful, Rochester. Tell me, do you think they'll remember Mr. Bentley made a picture at Warner Brothers?
Remember? Honey, they can't forget it. There isn't that much air wick.
As casting director, I'll have to ask you a few questions. Tell me, Miss Watson, you sing?
Yes.
You dance?
Yes.
Wonderful. You're a very pretty girl, Miss Watson, and I just happen to be casting a musical. You'll be perfect for one of the parts. I don't think there'll be any trouble about salary.
There better not be. I didn't have to bring her to Warner Brothers. I could have taken her to MGM Studio, but this one was recommended to me by a close associate of mine.
Really? And who recommended the Warner Brothers to you?
Mr. Jack Benny.
Jack Benny? The deal's off. I can't do a thing for you.
Why not?
At this studio, Jack Benny is a naughty word. Good day.
Bill Rochester, how'd you and Clooney come out at Warner Brothers?
Right through a door marked exit, Mr. Stevenson.
Gosh, didn't you tell him Benny sent you?
That was the only mistake I made. Next time I'm going to say I came through the courtesy of Franco-American.
Well, Rochester, this I can tell you. Through the courtesy of Franco-American, you get the best-tasting spaghetti you ever put in your mouth. Yes, Franco-American spaghetti is so delicious that 9 out of 10 who taste it prefer Franco-American to any other ready-to-serve spaghetti. In fact, thousands brought up on home-cooked spaghetti now serve Franco-American exclusively. It not only saves hours in preparing compared with the hard-to-cook kind, but Franco-American has a flavor all its own. Here's why. Franco-American uses the best spaghetti ever produced and blends it with a secret sauce made of 11 different ingredients, including generous portions of nippy, well-aged cheddar cheese and juicy, rich, red, sunsweet tomatoes. Even if you knew the secret recipe and could get all of the best ingredients, you still couldn't prepare a spaghetti of comparable quality at anywhere near the price. Yes, Franco-American costs less to serve than the home-cooked kind. Buy some tomorrow. See why 9 out of 10 who try it prefer Franco-American spaghetti to any other ready-cooked spaghetti.
This is a fine state of affairs, Rochester. You get thrown out of Warner Brothers. And to think I hocked a television set to get Clooney a low-cut gown.
Well, Clooney's the same as television. After looking at her all day in a low-cut gown, I'm out of focus.
Listen in tomorrow to The Rochester Show, starring Eddie Anderson, brought to you the same time every night, Tuesday through Saturday, by Franco American Spaghetti. The Rochester Show is directed by Tony Stanford and written by Charlie Isaacs, Hal Goodman, and Ben Starr. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.